A familiar melody can transport you through time. Music we love is intertwined with memory, and holiday music in particular can evoke strong emotions. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, we celebrate one of our favorite Talk of Iowa holiday traditions. Pianist and composer Dan Knight is at the keyboard. You tell us a story about your favorite holiday song, and Dan will play it. We'll be taking stories from our audience here at the downtown Java House in Iowa City, and you can share your stories at 866-780-9100, tweet us at IPR Talk, send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org, or post on our Facebook page. Join the celebration after the news. Live from the downtown Java House in Iowa City, it's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Charity Nebbe. And this hour we observe one of our favorite holiday traditions on Talk of Iowa. Dan Knight is here. He is a Steinway artist, a pianist, and composer. He is also now on faculty as part of the dance department at the University of North Carolina, but he is visiting home in Iowa to take part in a number of musical celebrations, including this one, and he'll also be performing tonight at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts, Dan Knight and Friends, a Jazz Christmas, tonight at 7:30. Dan, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Charity. It's great to be home. It really, 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 really is. It feels so good to walk out and actually kind of feel the bite of winter. You know, it's a strange thing to say, but I've missed it. I really, really, really have.
Here in the land where the air hurts your face.
When the weather requires character, you know, it requires something of you to live here, which is a good thing. It really is.
Well, the way this works this hour is Dan is here at the piano, a Steinway from West Music in Coralville. Thank you very much. And you are going to tell us a story. So if you have a story about a favorite holiday song, you can give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can share your story on Facebook. You can send us email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. And we'll also be taking stories from the audience here at the Java House. But it's not just a request show. You have to tell us a story before Dan will
Charity
play
Charity has to
your
remind
song.
Me of that every year.
And Dan, there is something really special about how music can evoke memory. And you've done a lot of work with Alzheimer's patients, too.
I have.
And you can bring memories back to life.
Yeah, and there's a really interesting thing. When I made this connection through Talk of Iowa, I got to meet Dan Levitin, who was at McGill University in Toronto and has been a big researcher in trying to figure out how music affects your brain. And he and a bunch of people have found out through a lot of research that actually when you hear music, it actually goes first to your limbic system, so it hits your like base nerve system, and then it branches out from there to a whole bunch of different parts of your brain. But it's not just hearing. There's something about music that goes right to the emotional core of people. So those are the things that hit us with memory and time and place and purpose and at the very core of who we are. So I like to say that these are the kinds of things that stay with us when we go. These are the memories of music and places and times and things in our lives are what we get to carry back with us if we go somewhere after this life. So it is. It's really kind of it's most amazing to see people come to life literally. And people who can't remember. I've seen people who can't remember how to get to their bathroom from their bed. We can take them in and put them in front of a piano, and they'll go, "I bet you don't know Melancholy Baby." You know, and they'll say B flat, and I'll go, they'll go, "Come to me, my melancholy baby," you know, and all of a sudden this woman who is standing there who couldn't move is Sophie Tucker, and she's dancing across the floor, and that's what we get to do.
Right, it's
we get
a beautiful
to bring
thing.
People's memories back to them. So
Well, and holiday music, I think, is particularly evocative because it doesn't change as much as other kinds of music. I mean, when you talk about the music of your youth or melancholy baby youth as being the music of somebody else's youth, you know, but holiday music, there are new songs, there are new versions of songs, but the core of it remains the same.
Right. You know, and when you're a kid in the 50s and you're listening to the car radio, that was it. You know, you couldn't play a tape player, there wasn't a CD player or anything. They didn't have satellite radio. So when you heard Gene Autry go, "There will dance and da 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 ba ba da ba ba," you know, there it is. It's just like, it's there in your memory, and all of a sudden you're 5 years old again, bouncing in the back seat, screaming along at the top of your voice, you know. So music lets us do that.
Well, let's get started. And again, the way this works is you tell us a story that includes your favorite holiday song or one of your favorite holiday songs, and Dan will play it. You can call us at 866-780-9100. You can share your story on Facebook. You can email us at talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And we're going to start with Scott in Mason City. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Scott. Good morning.
What's your story?
Well, several years ago, my son deployed to Iraq. They were on a forward observation. And it was Christmas Eve, and he plays the harmonica. And it was a no radio contact situation. And he started playing Silent Night. And out of this bombed-out Iraqi village comes an out-of-tune piano that kind of kept up with him after he got into the second verse. And there wasn't a dry eye in his squad, he said.
Wow. That just brings back the Christmas truce in World War I.
Yes, exactly.
That's a remarkable story, Scott. Thank you so much for sharing it. And Dan?
Christmas.
I think that must be one of the first Christmas songs that a lot of people learn. Silent Night, Maybe Away in the Manger is another one that people learn in early childhood.
Oh, I think so.
Of course, yeah. Rudolph is also right up there as well. If you have a story here in the Java House that you'd like to share, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Kathy Weingeist, and hi, Dan. Welcome
home.
Hey,
Kathy.
This actually is a two-parter. My mother was a professional singer, and so there was lots of Christmas songs in our house, lots of all kinds of songs. And my song, we all had our own songs, but mine was Winter Wonderland. But the reason is because when I was very small and I was singing it, when I got to the By the Fire, you know, I didn't say will conspire, I said will perspire, which made more sense to me. But I'd really like, my mother's been gone for a while, and what the song I'd really like you to play is, I think it's just titled The Christmas Song, but it's we called it Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, for my mother.
Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Sharing. This is a message from Joyce. She says, my favorite holiday tune is In the Bleak Midwinter. In the 1940s, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my family would gather around the piano to sing this, and my father would play his violin. I love the minor notes in this song, along with the memories. It would be a gift to hear Dan play this. And do you know that one?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Love that. I might have to play that tonight. I think.
All right. I think we have time for one more before we go to our break. This is from Sandra. She says, I remember going to my grandmother's church when we would visit her for the holidays. It was a large stone building with an intimidating large red door. It was one of the few times as a kid I was taken to church. It all seemed so foreign to me, but I remember hoping they would play my favorite song, O Come All Ye Faithful. This song then and still now evokes a deep sense of the true holiday spirit. We are going to take a short break here, and I want to mention that you can join the conversation. The way this works this hour is you tell us a story, and pianist and composer Dan Knight will play the holiday song that your story includes. So you can give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. This is one of our favorite holiday traditions on Talk of Iowa, and Dan Knight is kind enough to do this with us, even though he's living in North Carolina now. He's also performing tonight at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts at 7:30. This is Talk of Iowa. Live from the downtown Java House in Iowa City, it's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. I'm here today with pianist and composer Dan Knight, and we are celebrating one of our favorite holiday traditions at Iowa Public Radio. Dan is at the keyboard, and you can request a song, but in exchange for that song, you need to tell us a story. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. You can share your story on Facebook. You can email talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And we're also taking stories from here at the Java House, and that's where we'll go next. Can you tell us your name?
Susan McGuire.
And Susan, what's your story?
Well, when I would get greedy with my Christmas lists when I was a kid, my mom or my Uncle Harvey would remind me of what they had to do in order to receive their Christmases. They had to line up in front of a closed door, and they were only given admittance to the Christmas room once they had sung a verse in German of O Come Little Children, because they were raised Mennonite. So.
Oh, can you sing part of that? It's a different hymn tune.
O come little children.
Oh, sure. That's the one. Yeah. Yeah.
Little.
thought of that forever. Thank you for that request. It's beautiful.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for singing. You're very brave. All right. Let's go to the phones. I'm not going to do it. Let's go to the phones. Dennis is on the line in Ames. Hello, Dennis.
Hello. Yes. My story involves going to the shopping mall with my grandpa, and as we got in there, the piano started playing Mindless Lucy. And that's been one of my favorite all-time memories.
All right, Linus and Lucy it is then. We have an email that is actually also about the Charlie Brown Christmas. This is from James. He says, I remember a Christmas in the 1960s, the first Christmas I remember, which had all of the elements, snow, chocolate fudge, ham dinner, the tree, and gifts. It was also the first time I saw Charlie Brown Christmas on television, and I'll always associate that Christmas with the theme from Charlie Brown's Christmas. Cool. So that's wonderful. All right, Bob is here at the Java House in Iowa City. What story would you like to share, Bob?
Well, this maybe relates back to the Alzheimer's story you were talking in the beginning, but this can happen any time of year. The song Silver Bells will come to mind, and I'll, especially when I feel really happy and in a good mood, and I'll start singing it to myself. And I think it's mainly because it's a song where I know all the words.
I think that's one of the beauties of Christmas music, isn't it? That we get to the point where, even though I was just talking to a coworker about Christmas music, and he said that his daughter's favorite song last year was Baby It's Cold Outside, but she only knew those words. So Silver Bells is a better choice if you're only going to know just a few words.
Sing along here.
Thank nice. You. I love that. All right, let's go back to the phones. 866-780-9100. Jeff is on the road. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Okay, one of our favorite Disney movies with my kids growing up was The Jungle Book. And one of the characters in The Jungle Book is King Louie, and he's voiced by Louis Prima. And years ago, when they were younger, we were tripping across something fun to play, and we came across Louis Prima's Christmas songs. And one of the songs that just totally amazed my kids, even to this day, is called Dominic the Christmas Donkey. And we don't like to take things too serious in our household around Christmas time. So when mom and dad have a couple glasses of wine and we put that song on with some elementary kids, it is the ultimate dance party in the living room.
All right. Well, that's a great story.
Oh, you know what? I can see it. I'm gonna play this on the tape player in my brain right now. So I don't have it. Can you sing part of it for me?
Ay, it's Dominic the Donkey. Ay, Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
I can see it. It's just.
All right.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, Dominic. Oh, that was sweet. And Louis Prima was a crazy man.
Yeah.
What he was a musical Robin Williams. You know, he really was. He really was.
That may be your biggest triumph of the day, though. That was pretty incredible. And Jeff, what a performance! Thank you.
Oh.
All right, let's go.
Still remember I didn't know Christmas in Jail. Remember that was two years ago. That was one of the ones that stumped me. So
have you been studying up?
I have. Yes.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Rick is on the line in Kelowna. Hi, Rick.
Hi. The song would be Baby, It's Cold Outside. Did you already play it?
No, we haven't. What's your story?
Well, this was like, I don't know how many years ago, my wife and I decided to go out to dinner at Tuscan Moon in Kelowna. And it started to snow, and it was this beautiful snowstorm with lots of snow coming down. And we actually got detoured off of Highway 1 because of the snowstorm. So we went down in our four-wheel drive, and we're driving through these backcountry roads through the snow, and it was just gorgeous. And we finally get to Kelowna, and we go in the restaurant, and there's a jazz trio in there, one of the local guys. And we request, Baby, It's Cold Outside, and we sat there and had dinner and had this Christmas music being played while we ate, and it was just the perfect romantic evening. So that just made that song even more of a favorite.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing the story. I think so many of the best holiday memories in this part of the world happen because of snowstorms.
Well, we had some holiday memories last year in Charlotte. We had 3 inches of snow, and they shut down school for 3 days. So, people were sliding into each other on Interstate 85, and the only people who could get around literally were the people from Ohio and Iowa and Minnesota. We clicked our little four-wheel drive Subaru off to the shoulder of the road, and I said, we're either going to get through or they're going to shoot us. Please forgive me, I'm an Iowan. That's my standard line.
Right. Be careful out there. You're listening to Talk of Iowa on Iowa Public Radio. I'm with pianist and composer Dan Knight. We're celebrating one of our favorite holiday traditions today. You tell us a story. Dan will play your Christmas song. Give us a call, 866-780-9100. You can post on our Facebook page or email your story to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And back to the phones, let's talk to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, yes, what's your story?
My story goes back to when I was about 6, maybe 5 years old. And, of course, Christmas Eve Sunday school programs were always the big thing for us, our whole family. And when I was 6, I got to be one of the wise men to enter the church from the back with a couple of probably a 9 and 10-year-old boys. And I got to go first. And I remember still that song always brings back that excitement and fear and anticipation of singing alone, walking down the aisle with people all around, you know. And I just still think back to that with great fond memories of Sunday school programs on Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
We Three Kings of Orient Are. I'm sorry. I don't think I mentioned the song.
It was a great story, though. Thank you.
I can really appreciate that that feeling of anticipation and fear. it was only to be matched by the idea of seeing the men of the church dressed in their bathrobes, you know, with little sheets over their heads, and,
right.
You know, yeah, it was
the children dressed in their dad's bathrobes,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I know we've already heard a couple songs from Charlie Brown Christmas, but we have this wonderful letter from Lori. She said, back in the 1960s when I was small, I loved Charlie Brown Christmas, and it was a brand new thing back then, not the old classic it is now. One year, I think I was about 5 years old, and we were very poor. I was number 6 out of 6, and Mom had prepared me for a slim Christmas. My oldest brother, Michael, was home from the Navy. He was 17 years older than me when he found out that Santa wasn't coming for me. He was so upset that he went out Christmas Eve and somehow found a radio flyer sled and a big Snoopy dog for me. I loved Snoopy so much back then and loved a Charlie Brown Christmas. That Christmas morning, Snoopy was riding the radio flyer under the tree. I didn't know about my brother Michael's covering for Santa until years later, and the memory is very dear to me. There are two songs from A Charlie Brown Christmas. One is Christmas Time Is Here. We already heard that one. But how about Hark the Herald Angels Sing? She says, whenever I hear these songs, I think of my Snoopy from Santa and the best brother ever. Here's one from Tom in Iowa City. A wonderful Christmas memory is my parents and 6 of us siblings packed into the family sedan going to Christmas midnight mass and singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as Dad and Mom and us kids would watch out the car window for Santa and Rudolph and the sleigh full of toys. Time for at least one more before the break. This is from Joy. Back when I was a kid, we used to sing carols around the piano. Of course, being Lutheran, we sang in parts. One night, we had
Red Book. Yes.
One night we had some friends over, and one was a funny religion professor. As we began the 12 days of Christmas, when we got to the 5 golden rings part, Joe would make his golden rings last until we'd all gotten back to the partridge in the pear tree. We were laughing so hard, it was hard to get through it. And then she also mentions that Joe's wife just died, and her funeral is tomorrow. This will always be a memory of times together for me. My My favorite version of that is John Denver and the Muppets, and Miss Piggy did five gold rings like no one else.
Yep.
Well, we're going to have to take a short break here. I'm with pianist and composer Dan Knight. This is one of our favorite holiday traditions on Talk of Iowa, and there's still time for you to tell your story. You can call us at 866-780-9100, tweet us at IPR Talks, and email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We'll also be taking more stories from live at the Java House in Iowa City. And you can also go see Dan tonight. He's performing Dan Knight and Friends, a Jazz Christmas at the Coralville Center for Performing Arts tonight at 7:30. And why don't you play us out to the break, Dan? Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Sorry, we were having so much fun at the Java House, I lost track of the time. I'm here this hour with pianist and composer Dan Knight, and we are celebrating one of our favorite holiday traditions. You tell us a story, and Dan will play your song, and we have a live story. All right, one from here in the Java House, and Julie is here. She is Dan's wife. So.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Julie. I've been married to Dan for 25 years, and the story that I want to tell is the story of a song that Dan recorded when he was in high school on an album back in the dark ages. And he was the feature on All Holy Night, and he had this boy tenor, this beautiful tenor voice, and so he sang that. But my mom, the last year she was alive, she was in hospice care, she had this album, and she played it over and over and over and over again until I was like, Oh, Holy Night. So I want Dan to play Oh, Holy Night
All
for
right.
me.
That's
in memory
wonderful.
Of my mom.
Thanks, Julie. Let's go back to the phones. Paul is on the line in Omaha. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, what's your story?
I spent 2 years in Paraguay between my junior and senior years of college. And in the northern part of Paraguay, there's a native tribe called the Nivacle people. And they're renowned for their singing voices. They sing by ear. They've never sang with accompaniment before. And I had the opportunity to go up and listen to them sing. And there's a neighboring German community there that a gentleman taught them the words in German to Stiel, Stiel, Stiel. And in December in Paraguay, it's extremely hot. So we were crowded into a small hovel, shoulder to shoulder, about 100 of us, listening to about 75 members of this native tribe sing this song. And it was just the most haunting, most beautiful sound I've ever heard. So every time I hear that, it just kind of takes me back to that opportunity to hear them sing. That is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'll think of that forever now whenever I play that song.
This is an email from Mary. She says, choosing a favorite Christmas carol is impossible for me, but in the early days of Advent, when I'm feeling very hopeful and excited about all of the wonderful traditions my family has, I usually think of this song first. It's interesting to me that it was used in the movie Mame when Auntie Mame lost her job shortly after Thanksgiving, so this song comes at a time when everything goes wrong. Everything's not going wrong for us, but I still think of We Need a Little Christmas. And we have another story from here in the Java House. What's your name?
I'm Miriam.
Miriam.
Hello, Dan. Welcome home. Oh. Julie's mentioning her mother reminded me of another dear friend who's no longer with us, Janet.
Yes.
Altman. And at this season of the year, Janet and I would always light Hanukkah candles together.
Oh, sure.
And she would remember the time that she played Anne Frank in her school production of The Diary of Anne Frank. And she would sing Hanukkah, Oy Hanukkah. And that would be the song. And you're not going to ask me to sing it. No way.
I see that look on his face.
It's a Hanukkah song.
I love to see the look of terror transfer to the look of recognition. That's always.
Yeah, see, it's the story of you know, that request we had earlier. You know, it's kind of like, okay, terror going to, oh, I can solve that problem.
Right. Let's go back to the phones. Jim is on the line next. Hi, Jim.
Yes.
Hi, what's your story?
Well, I was going to call my father-in-law on Christmas Eve a few years back, and I called and I got one of the family in the house, and they said that he was not doing very well. He was in his high 80s. And I said, well, let me talk to him. So I talked to him and told him how much I admired him as my father-in-law and as a, you know, a very good provider for his family. He was a Navy chief. He served over 20 years in the Navy and was in World War II. And I said, well, what would you like me to sing you a song? And, of course, him being in that era of Bing Crosby, he says, yeah, White Christmas. So I got to sing him White Christmas, and he passed away that evening. Thank you.
Jim, thank you so much for sharing that. And here's a, this is a wonderful story because it just shows you, you never know where the great memories are going to come from. This is from Randy. My parents would have a Christmas open house every year, and on the day of the open house, my mom would hand us all a broom or a dust cloth. Then she would put on Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and we would all dust mop or do whatever chore to the music until all of the last minute cleaning was done.
I guess my wife and I could do that with our dogs. We could, right. We have two little Bichons. We could just kind of spray some Pledge on them and turn them loose. You know?
Right. It's not a bad idea. All right, let's go back to the phones. Brad is on the line in Iowa City. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
What's your story?
My story is my wife and her family moved to Iowa City from India back in the late 60s. They were Jains. And her older brother was about 8 or 9 at the time. Wanted a Christmas tree, so he went to a grove of trees nearby and he cut a branch down and he was dragging it down the sidewalk to home. And at that time they lived in married student housing by Kinnick Stadium. And a policeman pulled up and asked him what he was up to, and so he offered to take him to his house, and he threw the branch in the trunk and took him home. And later that night a couple came to their house and with a Christmas tree and all the decorations for it and said, hey, you know, we have this tree and these decorations, but we're not going to be around for the holidays. Do you want them? We can come back after Christmas and pick them up. Of course, they gladly accepted and never came back to pick up the tree. And, of course, they think it was the policeman and his wife who came and gave them all the tree and the decorations. So it's just when I heard that story, I thought that's the best Christmas story I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing.
You bet.
Oh, Christmas tree in honor of that? We have a couple of requests for the same song, so I'm going to read an email and then we'll go to the phones and talk to the other person who wants to hear it. This is from Dean Borg, who many of you know from Iowa Public Radio and Iowa Public Television. He says, in our family, sometimes as many as 20 or more, we go caroling at friends' homes on Christmas Eve, and one of my favorites among the songs we sing is The Holly and the Ivy. And so we also have a caller who wants to hear that, Susan in Cedar Rapids. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hey, what's the story that goes with the song for you?
Well, years ago, I was the activities coordinator for the Oberlin Seniors Program in Oberlin, Ohio. And annually, we had a beautiful Christmas dinner for all of our clients and friends. And I had Oberlin College students come and perform. And that was one of my favorite songs that they would do. So that's my story.
Great. Time is
this
getting
is terrible.
Short.
I mean, each one of these songs, I could play these things for 10 minutes.
Right, you know? Right. All right, here's one, a great one from Jerry in Cedar Rapids. He says, my favorite Christmas memory was going to church on Christmas Eve, and our entire family would sit in the same pew, aunts, uncles, my parents, and cousins, and everyone would start laughing when we would say, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. It was only years later that I understood why. Apparently, one of my uncles had a crush on a girl named Gloria in high school who would always turn him down for a date. Every time I hear that song now, I think of those fond memories and being the only one in the family, in the entire church, are the only family in the entire church laughing during that song. Now, I know we played Silent Night earlier, but we have a couple great little stories here. This one's from Alyssa. I grew up attending a very small country church, and we had a Christmas special and potluck every year. At the end of the special, we'd turn off the church lights and sing Silent Night by candlelight. And this is another Silent Night, I can't speak anymore, memory from Judy. She says, when my daughter was in elementary school, a special classroom in the building was set aside for profoundly deaf children. She and others in her class attended after-school sessions to learn American Sign Language. The school's Christmas program that year closed with a silent Silent Night as the children signed that beautiful classic. It's no less beautiful in American Sign Language. I think we have time for one final story. Linda is on the line in Muscatine. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Hi. Quickly, what's your story?
Well, when I was a little girl growing up in a town called Max Bass, North Dakota, I was Frosty the Snowman in a little play that we had. And so that's one of my favorite songs for Christmas. Frosty the Snowman.
Thank you. And you know what, Dan, I'm going to let you play us out with Frosty. But thank you so much for being here today. Thank you to everyone who came in. And thank you to the Java House in Iowa City for hosting us, and to West Music in Coralville for providing the piano today. And happy holidays to everybody. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.